From Steve Kirsch's newsletter, Bombshell paper on COVID batch data from Germany shows clearly the vaccines were not safe. A new study, German data, batch-dependent safety signal, nationwide analysis of suspected adverse events following COVID-19 vaccination in Germany is now available on preprint servers. A second study, check data, a batch-dependent safety signal related to all-cause mortality associated with COVID-19 vaccination, shows troubling mortality dependency on vaccine brand. The study shows unambiguously that the COVID vaccines were unsafe when they were first rolled out and likely still unsafe. The fact that regulators don't acknowledge what is now obvious that they screwed up is clear evidence that they cannot be trusted. The German dataset and similar Nordic datasets show that about 72% of all reported serious adverse events SAEs occurred in women. That can't happen by statistical bad luck. There is no other way to explain this other than an unsafe vaccine. So when officials claim the vaccines were equally safe across demographics, that statement is flatly false. The consistency of the female overrepresentation across years and continents proves that the signal is immunobiological real, not sociological. The SAE rate was also strongly brand-dependent. If the vaccines are all safe, there shouldn't be a significant brand dependency unless there was distribution bias. A license to kill. Here is the full I analysis where all the possible confounders, age, distribution, reporting compliance, brand, are all examined. The authors, drawing from publicly available German pharmacovigilance data, observed a huge spike in serious adverse event SAE rates during the early vaccine rollout, followed by a precipitous decline within weeks. Importantly, the early high SAE period was linked to a smaller number of distinct batches, meaning certain early batches were clearly hot. The authors explicitly conclude that the pattern appears difficult to reconcile with non-product-related factors and that it is compatible with a batch dependent safety signal. No other viable explanation fits the data. SAE rates per 1,000 doses in the early rollout were extreme. Comirnaty, Pfizer, BioNTech around 8.2, Spikevax, Moderna over 50, and AstraZeneca as high as 620. Then, within a few months, those numbers collapsed to only a few SAEs per 1,000 doses. In short, this study makes it very clear that people were clearly given unsafe vaccines, and not a single public health entity anywhere in the world is acknowledging the error except in Florida, USA. They are all dishonest.